Hello everybody and welcome back to Bay House Buzz. It is just Mrs. Perry on her own some again today as my year 11s are off doing their exams. They've had chemistry this morning. They were all really positive when they came out. Our sixth formers are also off and about revising for their A2 exams, and I've got one student who was desperate to come along today but had a rearranged driving lesson. They're all so busy, it's unbelievable. Speaking of busy, we've had a really busy week in the school, not just with exams, but we've had a fantastic first sports day for our year nines today. It's been amazing seeing everybody wandering around in their kit, and they were really lucky with the weather. It is sunny outside and it's been a fantastic morning. We are incredibly proud of our year nines. Can't wait to hear the results and see how all those results stack up for our house competition this year. Somebody's got to knock Brockhurst off the top. Speaking of the top, Mr. Willis has had a wonderful crop of his Hot Chocolate Friday students today. So I'm just going to say a quick congratulations to all of those. That's Olivia Barber, Harry Hamilton, B. Node, Jonah Royal, Chloe Thompson, Megan Clark, Leah O'Gorman, Lacey Good, Charlotte Keats, Elliot Belbin, Matthew Anand, Elizabeth Gange, Emily Dunn and Phoebe Nash Barker. Well done you guys for getting your Hot Chocolate Friday this week. I did see them out getting their photograph taken out the back. It looked like an absolutely lovely photo, and I think we are soon going to turn over into our sort of cheeky ice cream summer on a Friday instead of having hot chocolate, because I'm not sure this is the weather for it. Now this week it has been votes for schools. Obviously everybody except for our year 11s having a little look at this week's topic is rewarding people for voting a good idea. Interestingly, we're looking at the idea of democracy whilst they're actually voting at the same time. Votes for Schools is one of our programmes that we use every week on a Thursday. We chose Thursday here at Bay House because that is the day we vote nationally, and this year we are obviously ramping up towards what we have had, local elections, and then a general election possibly later in the year, who knows. It's really important for our young people to engage in that democratic process, so the question this week is really trying to key them into what's coming up in their future. So, should people be rewarded for voting? It's an interesting question. For our school, 60.2% of our young people said no, they should not, whereas 39.8% said yes. That's slightly different regionally. Across Hampshire, 56% of people said no, and 43% said yes, so a few more people said yes. And nationally, it swings the other way, just like those votes tend to do. Fewer people nationally, so 46.7% of people said no nationally, because actually voting is just to what you should be doing with your democratic right. So interestingly, more of us said no, you shouldn't be rewarded for voting, than said it nationally. So our year groups also broke it down that more of our year seven said yes, you should, than any other year group. Funny that. So, thank you ever so much for voting, everybody. And there will be a download attached to the podcast so you can have a little look at the other hot topics that have been floating around this week. But it's been really great to have a chat about that democratic process. It's not just been busy for our exam groups this week, it's been busy for everybody. We have our year 10s who are getting back exam marks and getting ready for their work experience in a few weeks' time. They're all getting a little bit nervous. And we've been planning the sports days for everybody. So we've got lots and lots going on the streets of Bay House, and I'm excited that hopefully next week I'll have some young people that will be able to share that with me too. We've had some mixed weather this week, so it was really important we keep an eye on our weather forecast coming in. We've had a few people caught out with the rain we had yesterday. Do keep an eye on that when you're making your uniform choices, and be reminded that it is hot, but sports shorts are not part of your school uniform, so please make sure that you're wearing the appropriate tailored shorts if that's your choice. I'm going to sign off for this week and just say I'm really proud to work at Bay House, and the young people that we saw sporting today up at the Cocked Hat site, or those young people showing great resilience and great strength of character as they walk into their exams every day. There's more still to come for those guys, and they're being absolutely fantastic. Well done, Year 11. Have a great week, everybody. Well done to everyone who's been contributing positively to our community this week, and we'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.
Listening to Bay House Buzz.